kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
At sa usapin naman ng pangungupahan, kamot ulo naman ng mga essential workers dahil luwabas sa bagong datos na sila ay lubhang apektado ng krisis sa pabahay. Sa pag-aaral ng AgriCare Australia, hindi abot kaya ng dumaraming essential workers ang presyo ng renta kung saan sila namamasukan. Dumarami ang nahihirapang makapasok sa housing market kabilang na sa pangungupahan. Ayon sa AngliCare Australia, lalo pang lumubha ang sitwasyon. Natuklasan ng grupo na sa mahigit 4,000 ari-arian na for rent, madami sa mga essential workers ang hindi abot kaya ang paninirahan sa mga komunidad kung saan sila namamasukan. Ito ang paliwanag ni Casey Chambers, Executive Director ng AngliCare.
What we found shocked even us in terms of that affordability. So even the ones who had the greatest affordability, the firefighters and the teachers, 3% out of those 46,000 properties available on that weekend would have been affordable. That went right down when we looked at an aged care worker, it was 1.1%. When we moved down to nurses, 1.5% of those 46,000 properties would have been affordable if you were a nurse. It gets even worse, people who are working in retail, in construction, about 1.3% and 1.1%, and 0.9%, less than 1% for early childhood educators and people working in hospitality.
Inakala din nila na mas hamon ang pangungupahan sa mga malaking syudad tulad ng Sydney at Melbourne. Ngunit kanilang natuklasan, wala itong pinagkaiba sa mga lugar sa labas ng mga malaking syudad.
All states and territories, none of them were affordable. The lowest were WA and the ACT in the Northern Territory. For example, for an aged care worker, 0.2%. So less than 0.5% of those properties would have been affordable in those states. But no state was particularly affordable.
Ani Ms. Chambers, ang kakulangan sa abot kayang pabahay ay magre-resulta din sa kakulangan ng mga manggagawa sa mga mahalagang industriya. Aniya, kailangan ang kaagarang pagpapatayo ng mga abot kayang pabahay.
We desperately need more affordable housing, but we need it today. We need it getting out there on the ground. So we've got to get more housing out there. Rent freezes might be useful as a temporary measure, but we've actually got to look at the full structure of how the private rental market's funded and how the whole of our housing repertoire, if you like, from public to affordable to social, private rental and owned, operates. As I say, when we can't house these very essential workers who've invested in their careers to do these jobs that we simply cannot function without, there's something very wrong in how we've housed people.
Inaasahan na ang lumalalang stress sa pangungupahan ay itatampok sa pagpupulong ng pambansang gabinete sa Miyerkules. Humaharap din si Prime Minister Anthony Albanese sa tensyon na makakuha ng kasunduan sa mga estado ukol sa mga batas ng pangungupahan. Giit ng Greens, makakatipid ng bilyon-bilyong dolyar kung may mga regulasyong inilatag noong nakaraang taon. Sinabi ng tagapagsalita ng Greens na si Max Chandler Mather sa VABC, sumang-ayon ang partido na may malinaw na pangangailangan ng abot-kayang pabahay. Ngunit, kailangang may malinaw na kahulugan dito at ma-access ng mga nangangailangan.
Well, the devil's in the detail there. Often the definitions of affordable housing are really important here. For instance, in Queensland, their definition of affordable housing is just below market rent, which means it could be a dollar below market rent and they would define that as affordable. And that's not affordable for anyone.
Ani Max Chandler Mather, naniniwala silang isa sa pangunahing problema ay ang labis na kapangyarihan at responsibilidad na inilagay sa kamay ng mga pribadong sektor na walang balak tugunan ang tumataas na presyo.
Property developers will only build at a rate that doesn't affect put downward pressure on house prices. That has been a consistent element of our housing system since government stopped building a lot of public housing.
Ang ulat na ito ay sinulat ni Sunil Awashti na isinalin sa wikang Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.